time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets set to take on Emporia State in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest comes in 19-2. They're 11-2 in the MIAA and ranked 6th nationally and tied for 1st in the MIAA conference with Washburn. Warren has come in 8-14 and 3-10 in MIAA play. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. This is a place that always has to come into play, whether it's the men or the women. And Northwest Missouri State, I think we'd like to get this road trip off to a good start this season.
Yeah, absolutely. An important road trip for the Cats when you think about just 3 weeks left in the season. This is an Emporia State team that'll put a lot of pressure on Northwest tonight, despite them having a poor record. So Cats need to get the road trip started right tonight.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. State. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group in St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, this is a big game for Northwest, and another aspect of things, too. You look at what Washburn's doing. They're at home tonight. They have Missouri Western, and Northwest need to win to keep at least pace with Washburn and hopefully have a big matchup on Saturday. But the important thing is you can't look past this game and look ahead toward Washburn. You've got 40 minutes of basketball that still needs to be played here in Emporia.
Yeah, and I think this Northwest team has had it ingrained in their mind never to look ahead, no matter what the situation. And the fact that they have 2 days to prepare for Washburn instead of just the one day like they've had the last several weeks, I think will help them in that area as well.
It's Northwest and Emporia State tonight. Back and hear more from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as the Bearcats get set to face Emporia State this evening in Emporia, Kansas. And coach, we're at White Auditorium, a place that you're well familiar with, being an assistant coach for the Hornets for a few years. And it's just a great atmosphere for basketball.
It is. It's a great venue. It holds the noise real well. Just bounces around in there. So it makes it fun, makes it exciting. And obviously they're really good at home too. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to play.
When you look at Emporia State, they're a team who has struggled with their record, but you break that down a little bit further. They've had a lead in a lot of the games that they've lost this season, especially in the second half.
Yeah, they have, and they're really talented. That's similar to how they've been in the past, where, you know, they can beat the best and lose to the worst. It's just we need to be ready to go and understand that they have enough talent to beat us, and they certainly do. They have one of the more talented teams in the league, so our guys just need to be ready to go.
What are some of the strong points that Emporia State has this year?
They rebound the ball really well, especially offensively. Defensively, they're going to deny everything, really try to play a kind of a physical bully style of basketball. Need to be ready to embrace that and initiate some of that physicality ourselves.
Do you do anything differently as far as trying to counterbalance that?
You just get open more. You know, I think when you overextend your defense, when you overpressure, you give up a higher percentage, and so we need to make sure we take those high percentage shots and keep the pace at our pace.
First game of a two-game road trip. You're in Topeka on Saturday to face Washburn. You know, talking with you earlier this week, you felt a big key was to come out and play a little bit more intense on the road on the first game of a trip.
Yeah, we haven't played well in this first game. We haven't played with a lot of energy, and then we get mad for the second game and we play a lot better, but you need to be that way this game, and hopefully our guys understand how important it is to come and compete for 40 minutes.
And what are some of the other keys for today's game?
Just get after loose balls, 50-50 balls, handle the physicality, and then play for 40.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
And back at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. A quick check of the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State. One change again in the lineup. Brian Welty moves into the starting lineup with Xavier Kurt out for the second game in a row with an ankle injury. Welty at one of the four positions. A 6'8 sophomore out of Parkville, Missouri, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. At the point guard, Justin Pitts, the 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, coming in averaging 21.2 points per game, as well as 5.3 assists per contest. Chris Ibuendal starting in the guard, averaging 14.6 points and 7.6 rebounds per game. He's sixth in the MIAA in rebounding. At four, Joey Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Chenhausen, Minnesota. And congrats from Minnesota State. He went over the 1,000-point mark in his career on Saturday in that win over Lindenwood. He's averaging nearly 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Fred Doherty starting inside, a 6'7 senior of Omaha, Nebraska. He had 17 points against Lindenwood, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a contest. For Emporia State, coming in 8-14 and 3-10 in MIAA play, and coached by Sean Vandiver. The lineup looks like this. Brian Morton at a guard, a 6'1 senior from Lansing, Michigan. And a transfer from Lansing, Michigan Community College, averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds per contest. Also starting at the guard position is Brandon Hall, a 5'11 junior from Arlington, Texas. He started all 22 games this season, averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And a 4, Grant Schell, a 6'3 sophomore from Burlington, Kansas, and a transfer from Fresno State, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Stephon Limewell, a 6'6 senior from Rocher in Texas, and a transfer from Jackson College, averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds a game. He's also 11th in the MIAA in blocked shots. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back here right for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
The National Anthem at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. It's Northwest and Emporia State. Bearcat men coming in 19-2, 11-2 in the MIAA, tied for first in the conference with Washburn. Emporia State 8-14 and 3-10 in a conference play. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. Lineup's about to be introduced in front of the fans here at White Auditorium. Like, what are we seeing larger crowds here at White Auditorium in the past, but one thing about it, you know this place is going to be loud.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and I heard some fans talking about how they were a little disappointed that there weren't more fans here, and I think that's actually kind of a break for Northwest. I mean, you're right, this group that's here is going to be loud, and they're going to be into the game, and that's the one thing with this crowd is they are in it from start to finish, and that's what makes this such a unique and a tough place to play for MIAA opponents. But it definitely, we have seen a lot bigger crowds in this place before, so I think Northwest might be catching a bit of a break tonight.
A little bit of a change in the starting lineup for Northwest. Ryan Wealthy getting his third start, second start in a row, taking the place of Xavier Kurth, who's out with an ankle injury. His first start back in Hayes, Kansas, when Justin Fitz missed that football game. So Wealthy in the lineup for the rest of the crew, the same starters. And you hate to see Xavier on the bench for tonight's ballgame, but hopefully we get him back and healthy for Saturday.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, tonight is probably a night that he probably could play, but there's no need to risk him tonight when Ryan Wealthy has been playing well. The Cats played well the other day, the last couple of days, or a couple of games, and the other day without Kurth in the lineup. So keep him out one more game. Let's make sure he's fully healed, because you're talking about the last 3 weeks of the regular season. This is the most important part of the season, and you want to make sure everybody's as healthy as possible.
Before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Okay, Matt, as we heard from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, just a little bit ago, this is an Emporia State team that you just can't take lightly. They have as much talent on their roster as about any team, but the biggest key for Emporia State through this season has just been the fact that they haven't been able to hold a lead in the second half of a lot of the losses.
Yeah, and one of the things that's a little bit scary for Northwest is this is a Emporia State team that is very good at offensive rebounding, and if you look at the two losses that Northwest has had this year, it was offensive rebounding by their opponent that really hurt Northwest the most. So I think that's one thing to think about and keep an eye on tonight. If Emporia State is able to hit the offensive glass, which is exactly what they want to do, they're one of the better teams in the MIAA at doing that, If they hit the offensive glass hard tonight, it's going to be a long night for Northwest. So the Cats have to be very cognizant of that and make sure that they can they hit the defensive boards and keep Emporia State from second chance points.
I think a big key to that will be Chris Ebron down inside. He's just done a fantastic job on the boards this season again. I need a big game out of him inside.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that can go up and get a rebound, but he can also read the shot and go after a rebound, a longer rebound. He's not just getting it because he's athletic and tall. He's getting it because of he's reading that basketball, seeing how it's going to come off of the rim or the backboard, and getting himself into position to make that rebound.
Fred Doherty coming off a big game against Lindenwood, a point shy of a career high, where he had 17 points in that ballgame, and in particular, a strong first half where they just let him run wild. I doubt we'll see that type of defense against Northwest tonight.
Yeah, that's one thing. The most recent game is the one that you probably watched the most, or at least the most recent couple if you're an opponent. So Emporia is going to be well aware of what Brett Doherty did, and will probably have a focus on trying to keep him from being as effective. I don't think you stop him, but you keep him from being as effective.
Doherty at the jump ball circle to jump up against Hassan Thomas. Thomas, a 6'8 junior out of Dallas, Texas, and transferred from the University of Illinois Chicago, getting a start inside. Doherty, a 6'7, a senior out of Omaha. Bearcats in their trailing green uniform with white numerals, and Emporia State in their home whites with the powdered gold numerals trimmed in black. Bearcats win the tip, and they'll go from our right to our left in this first half. Wittes out between the circles, looks left side on the wing for Endow. Cats looking man-to-man defense. Wittes at the free throw line, trying to find a cutting of pits. Bob tip loose, picks with it off the right wing. Cross court left side and down. Dribbles to the top of Keith through the lane. Finds Wittes right sideline open with the three. Rims out into the rebound inside Grant Shell for Emporia State. Quick outlet goes to Hall into the front court off the right side to the right wing to the top of the key. Out front left for Limel. That's on the left wing for Morton. One dribble out to the top of the key for Thomas. Right side pass. Shell with the dribble out front. High post right side, Thomas. Picked up by Welty. Takes the jumper just inside the arc. It rattles around out of bounds over along to Northwest as Brian Morton went fighting for the rebound. Couldn't control it, and it belonged to the Bearcats.
And see, right there is an example. Morton is a guy that you would expect after a shot from the outside that would be heading down court defensively, but he crashed the boards hard there.
And now off the left wing, out front Doherty, right side for Pitts. Pitts dribbles to the right wing, holds it. Looks right corner, Wittes, who's guarded by Shell. Goes cross-court left side to Welty. A quick touch pass to Doherty, low post left. Shot clock at 7 seconds. Welty spins in the lane. Bounce pass baseline for Endow. Misses too hard in the rebound. Thomas for the Hornets. Quick goes left. Across the timeline, Grant Shell. Dribbles to the top of the key. Right side, Limel. To the right wing. It goes for Morton. Face right, goes left. Out front with the pass for Thomas. Left side, Hall. Hall dribbles free throw line. Stripped loose by Pitts as he tries to scoop the ball away in a double team. He is fouled, and the foul coming up on Emporia State. And this will go on Brandon Hall. That will be his first team's first. Still no score. 18-27 left in the first half from Emporia, Kansas. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt as inbound comes to Pitts, being pursued by Brandon Hall. Pitts dribbles into the front court off the right side. Now takes it between the circles. Left side. That's the pass for Wittes right. Now on the right wing and down. High post right for Doherty. Back to Endow. Now off the right wing. Bounce pass for Doherty. Low post. Trying to post up on the right side. Dribbles into the lane. Left corner and down. Open takes the long three. Good. Nothing but that. And now gets the game off to a good start for the Bearcats. Out to a 3-0 lead. 17:53 left in the first half. Brandon Hall dribbles into the front court, looks left side, finds Morton on the wing. Now front right for Limel. To the right side in front of the Bearcat bench, the pass goes for Shell. Now low right, dribbling into the post, spinning left and up for the shot, banking and hitting it is Hassan Thomas. High bank shot off the right side. It's a 3-2 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Hornets. Cats into the front court. And they go from our right to our left in this first half. Low post right, Doherty trying to post up with Thomas. That's a pass left corner. Welty wide open. He'll take the three. Misses off the front of the rim and the rebound to Thomas and Emporia State. Quick outlet goes to Hall. Now into the front court right side. Driving Shell to the bucket. Misses. Rebound. The putback off the left side is good by Limel. Long line ball gets it down.
Right, there's one of the offensive rebounds we're talking about. Even though the ball didn't go off the rim, it was a blocked shot in Emporia State right under the rim to be able to get a hold of it.
4-3 Hornet lead. Doherty at the post right side. Goes for pitch, cutting the bucket. Shot loose, missed. And here comes Hornets on the fast break. Left side, left wing three by Morton on the way. Misses. Long rebound right for Shell. Brings it out between the circles. Hall. 26 seconds on the shot clock. Hall dribbles to the right wing. Cross court left side, Limel. To the left wing, Morton. Shot clock at 14 seconds. Out between the circles, Hall. Started by Pitts, pulls up, wants the three. Too hard, very long rebound. The free throw line goes to Wittes and Northwest. Cats down by 1, 16-18 left in the first half. And down off the right side. Out between the circles, Pitts. Dribbles left. To the other right, now looks on the right wing and down. Low post for Doherty. Reaching around, knocking by out of bounds. It's Thomas and the Bearcats will inbound with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Back and Fort coming into the game. And Malik Haluchuk, let's see if I can get this here again. Been practicing this one. Haluchuwiki into the ballgame. Haluchuwiki enters the ballgame for Emporia State. Fast goes right side. Wittes into the right corner and is quickly fouled by Duncan Fort. She takes the inbound.
Haluchuwiki from the Omaha area knows the Dohertys very well. Of course, the Doherty is from Papillion La Vista High School, and he was from Bellevue West, but obviously a lot of basketball played with and against each other up in the Omaha area.
And now we'll inbound, get it to Pitts. It's over the Bearcats sideline. In the shot clock at 15 seconds with 15:59 left in the first half. Ryan Hawkins enters the ballgame, has it left side out front for Doherty. Out of Pitts. Dribbles right side. Back left side. Hawkins wants the long three. Rims around and out. Rebound tapped out front and a whistle and a foul. And this to go against Northwest. Trying to fight for the long rebound and the foul will go on the Bearcats. And Chris Wendell will pick up his first on a reach over. So the inbound goes to Emporia State as Brandon Hall will take it across midcourt. Dribbles right side off the right wing. Bounce pass out front. Wojciechowski with a dribble to the left wing. Out front, top of the key. Finds Fort. One dribble. Right side for Hall. Now Wojciechowski down the lane left side and throws it away. Went driving down the lane. Tried to kick it out to the left wing for Grant Shell. Shell cut right. The ball went left. Goes out of bounds and it belonged to Northwest. 4-3 in Northwest trailing Emporia State. 15:50 left in the first half. Left side Pitts. Dribbles to the left baseline. Ball stripped loose. Pitts scoops it out front. Finds Doherty. Now back to Pitts in front of the scorer's table left. Now to Doherty. Low left side. Posting up with Thomas to the baseline. Into the right corner. Hawkins. Brings the right side. Welty. Shot clock at 7 seconds. Out near the timeline for Endow. Dribbles free throw line. Into the line. Kicks it back out right. Welty the long three. Misses too hard. And the rebound ripped down by Hall for the Emporia State Hornets. 1 point game, Northwest trailing. Just under 15 minutes left in the first half. Hall, out front, right side, Thomas. Goes low into the lane, shot missed by Fort, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound.
There was no contact on that play whatsoever. He fell down, anticipating contact, but got a call.
And now, unfortunately, at the wrong place at the wrong time there, picks up his second foul, breaking the action. 14:52 left in the first half. The Hornets 4, the Bearcats 3. Back to Emporia right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.O. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Second Fort at the free throw line, misses the first free throw. We'll have a second. He's a 75% shooter this year, but this is only his 10th free throw of the season and hits the second free throw. 5-3 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing 14-36 left in the first half. Both teams struggling a bit offensively in this first half. Out front, Doherty at the top of the key, finds Fitz right side, back out to Doherty. Dribbles to the elbow left, finds Kelsey cutting the baseline, double team. They bang it back out right side for Fitz. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Fitz way up front, takes the long three, rims around and out, and the rebound pulled away by Fort for the Hornets. Now that goes to Olajuwiki, dribbles to the left wing. Now just holds it, finds Fort between the circles. At the elbow right side, gives it to Danny Hodge, who checked in during that timeout. Brings it out front, left side, Olajuwiki through the lane. A little left-handed runner off the front of the rim, though. And fighting for the board was Hawkins. Knocked it loose, picked up by Fitz underneath the bucket. Cats down by 2, 5-3 with 13:48 left in the first half. Fitz free throw line, left side, Wittes on the wing. The three on the way, hits the front of the rim and rolls over. And Wittes got it to fall. And Northwest takes a one-point lead, 6-5, with 13:34 left in the first half. Off the dribble, out front right shell. Olajuwiki on the left side, takes the top of the key. One dribble, cross court, left for Shell. Lots it into lane, tip loose by Wilson, controlled by Pitts inside. They kind of get it in the blocks inside and find Fort, but Northwest did a good job on the double team. Northwest up by 1-6-5. Doherty between the circles. Looks right side for Pitts. That's it to Doherty on the pick and roll. Baseline right, cross court left for Wittes. Now left side, Welty. He takes the three. Rims around and out. Rebound Hawkins, and he'll get called for the reach over. Trying to pick the rebound away from Grant Shell inside.
Cats doing a great job moving the ball on that possession.
Northwest up by 1-6-5. 12:58 left in at the first half. Shell goes to the sideline. And Isaac McCullough into the game. Also in is Darren Vandiver, the son of the head coach, Sean Vandiver, to the top of the key with the dribble's hot. Right side, Fort, out of Olajuwiki. That's right side on the wing, Fort once again. Takes the three and hits it. Fort with just his fourth three-pointer of the season, and it's an 8-6 Hornet lead over the Bearcats with 12:33 left in the half. Doherty out front. They give him some room. Right side, Wittes. Now to Pitts. Dribbles right. Fort checks off on him. Near the right sideline. Goes low right for Wittes. He's picked up by Olajuwiki. Out front left side for Welty. Now to Pitts out top. Shot clock at 3 seconds. Pitts. Lateral runner on the right side from 13 off the back of the rim. The putback is good. Hawkins tips it in. And it's an 8-8 ball game. Northwest and Emporia State. Hodge into the front court. Looks left side for Fort. Olajuwiki on the left wing. Now back left side. Gets it to Fort. Olajuwiki. Cross court. Right side. Hodge. To the right wing is McCullough. Brings it out front. Right side. Looks cross court. Left. Olajuwiki. Behind the back with the dribble. Gets a screen by Vandiver. Now tries to go inside for Vandiver. Passes tipped by Welty. Goes left side with it. Is Fort. A three won't go. And the rebound. Hawkins for Northwest. 8-8 ball game. 11:30 left in the first half. We're almost at the midpoint of this half, and neither team has broke at double digits. Fitz at midcourt, dribbles right side, through the lane, to the bucket, drives, lays it up and in off the glass. Justin Fitz with his first bucket of the game gives Northwest a 2-point lead. Just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Hodge out near the jump ball circle, chased by Wolfie, dribbles to the right wing, now behind the back with the dribble. Out front, Olajuwiki dribbles to the left wing, down the lane he goes, and a foul. This will go on Northwest, and I believe it will go on Hawkins for a reach-in as he went by. And for Hawkins, that'll be his second foul. 10:57 left in the half. Northwest Missouri State up by 2, 10-8 over Emporia State.
With Hawkinson and Dow both already with two fouls, we see Kirk Finley in the lineup now for Northwest.
Pitts on the floor along with Wittes, Finley, and Welty.
This is where with those two guys with a couple of early fouls in this ball game, not having Xavier Kirk could be become even more of a factor.
Yeah, you're right. And the officials over at the scorer's table to make sure they have the foul on the right person. The inbound comes in the lane for Vandenberg. Takes it right side, banks it, misses it, and the rebound pits for Northwest as he skied high to bring that one away from Lima. Pitch takes it across midcourt right side. Just under 11 minutes left in the half. Northwest up by two. Pitch dribbles to the right wing. Now down the lane as he goes driving, bumped to drive, and a foul coming up on Brandon Hall. That'll be his second foul.
That's one of the things that we have not seen called recently is Justin Pitts on the drive and that bump right when he takes off to try to slow him down. It hasn't been called in recent weeks. It's finally good to see him get one of those.
Into the game now, Tyler Doherty for Northwest. Out front right side, Pitts dribbles between the circles. Off the left side, crossover dribble, dribbles through the lane. The little runner inside, rims around, out, and the rebound pulled down by Vandenberg for Emporia State. Into the front court, left side, Hall. Now left for Hunt. To the left baseline, underneath the bucket, goes on the right corner, and a three put up, runs around and out, taken a miss by McCullough and the Bearcats with the rebound.
Emporia State not being as aggressive going after offensive rebounds as was anticipated so far.
Pitch will dribble right side. Out front, Welty. Looks low right for Wittes, trying to post up, takes in a lane, spins back right side, banks it, misses it, but draws the foul. Foul coming up on Isaac McCullough. That'll be his first. And we got a break in the action. 9:54 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 10 and Emporia State 8. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Joey Wittes fouled before the timeout, goes to the free throw line, hits the first, will have a second. Northwest in front, 11-8 with 9:54 left in the first half. Second free throw by Joey, good as well. Both teams struggling a little bit offensively. Northwest shooting 28% from the field. Emporia State 27% in this first half. The Cats up 12-8. Bounce pass at the elbow off the right side, goes to Hassan Thomas, wants to drive on Brett Doherty. Now they go left side, off the left wing, McCullough. Shot clock's at 12 seconds. Out at midcourt, the pass for Brandon Hall. Drives the lane right, hooks it into the lane for Thomas. Up with a shot, won't go. Rebound tipped by Tyler Doherty, picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Fair time where you see both the Doherty brothers on the court at the same time. Tyler and Brett both playing in this one. Also on the floor for the Cats. Pitts has got the ball out front right side. Wittes there as well as Welty. Right side pass tipped away by Lime Owens. Now thrown right back at midcourt by Wittes for Northwest. Off the right side, Tyler Doherty on the right wing. Out front for Wittes. Looks left side for Pitts. Shot clock down to 18 seconds. As Pitts dribbles to the top. That's left side Wittes on the left wing with the three. Off the front of the rim, Welty clears the rebound, finds Brett Doherty, and will bring it out at midcourt for Pitts. Dribbles right side. Steps back. Now we'll accelerate to the baseline underneath the bucket. Team went driving and steps on the baseline out of bounds. Well, we'll go to Emporia State. 8:40 left, first half, 12-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Torchon Vanderberg going to his bench frequently in this first half. Lake Kulichewicki back into the ballgame. Right side is Hall, dribbles out front, looks left for Heimel, finds cutting the bucket off the right side. It's on Thomas, who lays it up and in. Cats up by two, 12-10, 8:22 left in the half. Justin Fitz walks across midcourt, picked up by Kulichewicki. Between the circles, Tyler Doherty. Cross court right side for Wittes. Now Fitz off the right sideline. And a whistle and a foul inside coming up on Kulichewicki. And that will be his first foul. 15th foul on the Hornets. He was inside and was at a very strong height disadvantage inside. Gets called for the foul. Quick pass into the right corner, Fitz. Now low right for Tyler Doherty. One dribble, brings it out front, right side, Pitts. He steps back with the dribble, goes now between the circles. Find Morton, picks him up. Looks right side, Wittes, a long three from the right sideline, won't go. Rebound tipped by Welty, controlled inside by Tyler Doherty. Ball off his ankle, but controls it in the left corner, brings it out front for Pitts. Pitts at the top of the key. Sets things up as the Cats will spread things out and run their offense there. They've got 20 seconds on the shot clock. Two-point lead, pitch through the lane, drives, bumped as he went driving, and Limel will get called for the foul, and that will be his first foul. Okay, Matt, going back to your point made a little bit earlier, it looks like these officials are going to call that bump tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It happens just about every time Justin Pitts drives, no matter who they're playing, but not every officiating crew will call it.
Inbound left corner, Pitts. Give us the left wing. Now it goes low right for Tyler Doherty. Quick pass to Welty out front left. Now they get it to Pitts. Long three off the front of the rim. Rebound and a foul. Doherty went fighting for the rebound inside with Morton. Morton will get called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Talking about the team's struggling shooting. Cat 2 of 11 outside the arc.
Very uncorrect characteristic of a team that's first in MIAA in three-point shooting this season. Fred Doherty fouled on the play, goes for free throw line, misses the front end of a 1-1, and Emporia State with him to the front court right side. Hall out to the top of the key for Hassan Thomas. Now Kulichewicki at the top, looks right side, gets it to Lima. Right wing for Morton, out front left side Thomas. Dribbles down the lane on Brett Doherty, into the lane. Now pivots with him, brings it out front left side for Hall. Between the circle with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Looks right side, cutting to the bucket, Lyman. And got a charge coming up on Northwest, or the other way around here. Looks like this is going to come up on Northwest. And the blocking foul coming up here. And this will get Lyman to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two as he just got that one off just before the shot clock as Tyler Doherty picks up the foul, his first, trying to draw the charge. As the free throw line, Limel hits his first free throw. Limel, 75% shooter this year at the charity stripe. Emporia State as a team has struggled at the line this year. They're 10th in the conference in free throw shooting. Limel trying to tie this game up, and he does as he hits the second free throw. Tied up at 12 with 6:50 left in the first half. Pitts being pressured in the backcourt by Kulichewicki. Looks into the front court, finds Endowd. Comes back into the ballgame. Picked up a couple of early fouls. Pitts left side, left wing. Now drives through the lane. Kicks it back right side. Wide open to Swittis with the three. Got it. Nothing banana. Story second three of the game. And Northwest up 15-12 with 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Hall into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Cross court left, Limel. To the left wing for Morton. Cross court right side, Hall. Now Kulichewicki into the right corner of the pass goes Hall. Back to Kulichewicki to the top of the key to the free throw line. As he drives, whistle and away from the ball. We've got a moving screen coming up on Hassan Thomas. That'll be his first. That's in front, 15-12 with 6:11 left in the first half. Juan Emery into the game for the Hornets. And Hassan Thomas goes to the sideline. Cats up 15-12. Into the front court and down right side. Finds Wittes near the jump ball circle. Bounce pass right for Pitts. Dribbles toward the right corner. Brings the pass out high post right Doherty. Doherty now at the wing. Gives it right back to Pitts. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts through the lane. Kicks it left wing. Three on the way by Endow. Got it. Chris with his second three. Right off the left wing. And Northwest up 18-12 with 5:41 left in the first half. Paul dribbles right side. Out between the circles. Emery dribbles to the left wing. Now left for Morton. Across the right, Lyman. To the right wing to Lichwicki with a left-handed three, and it rolls in. For the first bucket of the game, that's his 10th three-pointer of the season. Northwest holding on to the three-point lead with 5:18 left in the first half. And now out front for Wittes. Long bounce pass to the right wing, Pitts. Dribbles through a double team. He now brings out front, left-handed pass left for Wittes. Now back to Pitts left side. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Pitts between the circles. Crossover dribble down the lane. He goes and lays it up and in as he went right past Juwan Emery for the layup. 4 points for Justin Pitts. And a break in the action with 4:55 left in the first half. Cats now up by 5, 20-15 over Emporia State. We're back to Emporia, Kansas right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State both shooting 35% from the field and both with 11 rebounds. Bearcats though up by 5, 20-15 as they lead Emporia State. Bearcats now 4-13 from three-point range. Off the right side from Emporia State, they got it coming out of the timeout as Morton. Plus on the right wing, Lyman. Long pass into the left corner for Grant Shell. Shell dribbles to the left elbow. Now trying to cut to the bucket, finding Emery. He goes up on the shot left side and is fouled. And foul will be on Northwest and Dory Wittes. That'll be his first. 16th foul on the Bearcats as Juwan Emery goes to the free throw line, where he's 9-15 this season. Transferred to the program at our Hutchison Community College. And his free throw is good. Hutchison Community College really sends a lot of players into the MIAA. He's a junior, a 6'7 player out of Overland Park, Kansas. His second free throw is up, rolls around and in. 3-point game, Northwest in front 20-17. Emporia State showing a little bit of pressure off the inbound. As Pitts will dribble across midcourt right side on Brian Morton. Dribbles to the left wing. Now Lionel comes over and checks off to pick him up. Back out to the top of the key. Pitts looks left side Wittes. Now to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles left. Now I guess the left side for Doherty in the box. Picks the right side for Wittes. Too wealthy. Left side is Pitts. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts through the lane. Drives and misses the shot, but another bump as the foul coming up on Emporia State. This time, Brian Morton will pick up his second foul. 9th team foul on Emporia State, so Pitts gets to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Justin this year is second in NCAA in free throw shooting percentage, 91.6% coming into tonight's game. First free throw here misses too hard, and the rebound to Emporia State. Quick pass into the front court goes right side for Morton. Final front Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. House to the top of the key, the pass for Emery. It fires his dribble, needs someone to help, and Weibel steps out. Hands off with the right wing for Morton through the lane, kicks it to the left corner. And with the dribble out front left side is Brandon Hall. Shot clock at 8 seconds. Hall free throw line through the lane, forces the shot, misses it, loose in the lane, and a whistle. And it looks like foul coming up on Emporia State going after that rebound attempt. And the foul will go on Juwan Emery. That'll be his first. 3-point Bearcat lead 20-17 with 3:45 left in the first half. This will send Tyler Doherty to the free throw line. Tyler, 71% shooter this year, 10 of 14. Tyler on our coach's show a couple weeks ago talked about his role needing to be ready when called upon. He's been called upon in the first half of this game and knocks down the first free throw here. 21-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Also talked a lot about the driveway games going against his brother Brett through the years. Says the field has been very competitive. Tyler's second free throw is good. And Northwest in front, 22-17. 3:41 left in the first half. Out front, Brian Morton looks to the right wing, gets it to Hodge. Now out between the circles with it, Limel. Left side pass for Shell. Morton between the circles. Back left side, Shell. Into the left corner, Limel. Out front, left for Emery. Shot clock at 7. Out top of the key, 3. Misses badly off the right side by Shell. Just through the backboard off the right side. And rebound Northwest. 22-17, Northwest up. 3:11 left in the first half. Gets into the front court, being pressured by Morton. Cats really spread out the offense here. Pistol double to the right wing. Lots of low right. Brett Doherty posting up with Emery. One dribble. Now to Wittes left wing. Wittes to the free throw line. Into the lane. Goes left side. Welty. High post left. Tyler Doherty. Dribbles down the lane left. His dribble knocked loose with Tyler Doherty. Controls into the left corner, but the shot clock's down.
Both teams have really been battling that shot clock and either had to take shot late in the clock or, in this case, end up with a violation.
22-17, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Morton into the front court, dribbles left as Emporia State from our left to our right from our vantage point in this first half. Hodge, left side Emery. Out to the baseline, Morton brings it out front. Limel, left side is Shell off the left wing. Tries to go into lane, but stepping in front of the pass was Pitts. It tried to go inside for Emery, but Pitts dropped down and comes up with the steal. 22-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:15 left in the first half. Pitts with the dribble to the right side. Fires his dribble now. Lobs it low right for Wittes. Wittes into the lane with the left-handed dribble. Spins right up with a shot, and he'll get called for the travel, making the move up. And the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Fortunately, a nice scoring move and going up with the shot. Got it to fall, but just called for shuffling his feet before going up with that one. 22-17, Northwest Missouri State with lead. Just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Into the front court off the left side with the dribble. Hodge goes cross court left for Emery. Now Hodge between the circles. One dribble, right wing for Morton. Fakes right, goes left, steps up off that right wing. Left the left hand to three over Welty, and rainbows it down. So that one good. And it's a 22-20 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Hits left side, dribbles through the lane. Goes cross court right side, Welty. Low right for Tyler Doherty. Tyler brings the left wing for Pitts. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Low left side for Brett Doherty as he tries to make a spin move and a foul coming up. This will go on Emporia State. And this one will go on Juwan Emery. That'll be his second. 22-20 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They've led throughout much of this first half, but unable to get a lot of space between them in the works. Doherty hits the first free throw. Brett with his first point of the game. Emery and Morton to the sideline. Well, Jawicki into the ball game for Emporia State along with Darren Vanderburg. Second free throw too hard by Brett Doherty. And rebound to Emporia State. 1:13 left in the half. Cats up by three. Jawicki cross court left side for Lymel. Back to Jawicki right. One dribble. Hands off for Hodge. He'll bring it out front. Jawicki to the right wing. Go left side, Lymel. Now with the dribble off the left is Jack Dill. Jawicki on the right side launches a long three with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Misses, but the putback on the left is good. Lymel had the tip in. And it's now a one-point game. Northwest in front, 23-22 with 40 seconds left in the half. 21 on the shot clock. Off the right side, Pitts. Lines at the free throw line. Brett Doherty into the left corner. Wittes, the three on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound tapped out front by Brett Doherty, but is chased by Dale from Emporia State. He looks Jawicki through the lane. Lost the handle on it. And we'll go out of bounds and belong to Emporia State off of Bearcat. 21.6 seconds left in the half. Northwest up by 1, 23-22. And we got a timeout in Emporia State. We'll take a break as well. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
21.6 seconds left in the first half. Northwest holding on to a 23-22 lead. Emporia State will inbound, baseline left. Malik Ulichewicki will inbound off the left side.
Corey, knowing how important this possession is, a chance to go into the halftime locker room with a lead.
Left side Hodge as he'll bring it back out. Hornets looking for the last shot. Dribbles out near midcourt left side. They spread out their offense. Off the right side is Dale. Long pass into the right corner for Lymel. Out front, long three between the circles. Up and good. Taken by Darren Vanderburg. The coach's son puts it down as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. And the Hornets are going to the locker room at halftime with a 25-23 lead over Northwest off that three-pointer by Vanderburg. And a game that Northwest has to lead throughout much of the first half. Again, at the half, it's Emporia State 25, Northwest Missouri State 23. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, Northwest down at half, 25-23 as they trail Emporia State. We're on your station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mike Warder, I'm John Coffey. Bobby Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer, and Matt, Northwest down at halftime. They led throughout much of that first half, but a big three-pointer by Garen Vandiver, the son of the head coach, Sean Vandiver, sends the Hornets into the locker room with the lead.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really expected that to be what they discussed or that to be the shot, because that was well beyond NBA range, but he took the shot very comfortably. It was nothing but net. And, yeah, you're right. Northwest, I think a lot of the conversation is going to be about the offensive end. They're playing well on the defensive end, doing what they need to do there, but just not getting the looks they want, not getting some shots to fall on the offensive side so far.
And as the half, Northwest down 25-23 to Emporia State. Earlier tonight, the Emporia State women with a win over the Northwest women 76-62. And when we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Buck Hill, and we'll talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
We're back in Emporia, Kansas at the half of the men's matchup, 25-23. Emporia State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Earlier this evening, a 76-62 win for the Emporia State women over Northwest, and Northwest women's coach Buck Shield joining us. And Coach, you and I were just chatting here before going on. There were a couple of points in this ball game where it really could have gotten ugly for your team. But to your team's credit, they continued to fight. And it seemed like there in that third quarter, in that second half, 8 points was that magic number. You'd get a stop, get it to 8 points, just couldn't string them together there in the third.
Yeah, that third quarter was a battle for both teams. I think they, we might have went 4 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes without a dead ball, without a stop, and neither one of us were wanting to burn a timeout, and right when I was getting ready to, he did. But you know, I thought that our fight throughout that entire game was good. You know, it was really good to have that, especially after that first quarter. You know, we came after that first quarter, and you know, we had some really good possessions offensively, got some good looks. Defensively, had a couple good stops, and then we give up some mini runs here and there. But I thought we responded after that first quarter, you know, really, really well.
How encouraging was that? Because you had talked about before the ball game how important a fast start was going to be, and when you didn't get that fast start, but yet the team didn't let that kill the game.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty crucial, especially with playing a team like Emporia on the road. You know, you've got to put the ball in the hole. And, you know, for us, I thought at a lot of times, you know, we had a lot of good looks, and they didn't drop. You know, we had some good open threes, some good looks inside, and those were those possessions that really, really hurt you.
Yeah, good nights from both Jalen Haggard and Tanya Meyer on the offensive end, both on the same night. With Tanya's play inside, it actually changed their defense. We saw them go over to his own defense, you know, so that had to be encouraging as well.
It did. You know, she had a really I guess, established night inside, you could say, you know, because she was having to work inside there just as, you know, how they were defensively and how the officials were calling the game. It was physical, and it was great to see her continue to fight through that. And, you know, there were a couple times where she kind of was getting gassed a little bit, and a few times where if she, you know, kind of missed a bunny or something didn't go right, she, you know, kind of drop her head a little bit, but then she fought through that. And, you know, that's one of the areas that I've, you know, been kind of pushing with her, is like, you know, I'm okay with you miss a shot, but then I want you to sprint back. And, you know, she responded to that tonight really well, because she was really, really a big presence for us. You know, she hit, I didn't really realize it until I was looking at the stats, that she only had 1 3. And, you know, they were extending it out on her pretty good, but then she was really, you know, finding ways to get position inside and get good looks. And honestly, I thought there were, you know, several times where we missed getting her the ball inside and just kind of had bad timing. And, you know, so she really asserted herself tonight, which, you know, that's what she's got to do that. I talked with her about that here, several games back, of just, you know, really finishing out this month, and, you know, really just being able to, you know, sit back after every game, but then sit back here whenever things finish up and not be upset about the efforts, about just the overall competitiveness over this last stretch of games. And to me, she's answered pretty much every game, which is good, and it's going to continue. And, you know, Jalen, I was happy to see how she responded after her Lindenwood game. You know, I could tell after that game she was pretty upset with herself. And, you know, tonight she came out and missed that first three, and it was pretty open. And I was kind of wondering if she was going to, you know, continue to take those looks or get a little hesitant. And then I think she knocked down that next one and just started getting right back into the flow. And so to see a freshman, you know, respond like that after that game was definitely good to see.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for the chat, and we'll catch up with you and speak on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State women's head coach Buck Scheel. Again, 76-62, the final earlier this evening, Emporia State with the win. Coach Scheel's interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. At the half of the men's game, 25-23, Emporia State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. John will have some first-half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prennery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
At the half, Northwest Missouri State in front, or trailing Emporia State here at the half, 25-23 for the Cats, shooting 33% from the field, 28% from three-point range, 4-14 and 5-8 at the free throw line. Emporia State shooting 40% from the field, 8-20, 4-10 from three-point range, and 5-6 at the free throw line. Lawrence out rebounding Northwest 15-12, and neither team with a player in double figures. Northwest led by Joey Wittes with 8 points. And in the half, Northwest Missouri State down 25-23. Back with the second half right after this on the Bearcats Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Getting ready for a second half play. Northwest Missouri State trailing Emporia State at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, 25-23. A reminder, the Bearcat basketball underwritten by Bonley Auto, located at the 5-mile corner. Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Clement, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. And Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Emporia State will start things off in the second half as they'll go from our right to our left in their home on white uniforms with their powder gold and numerals trimmed in black. The Bearcats in their green uniforms with a white trim and numerals. Off the left side is Hassan Thomas. Makes it out to the top of the key, Brandon Hawes. Cross go right for Lima. Into the lane. Shooting around jumper missed by Hassan Thomas and the rebound Northwest as Endow clears it away. Chris had a couple of quick fouls in the first half. Didn't see very much playing time at all. Pitch with it off of the right side. Dribbles right wing. Brings it out top of the key for Fred Doherty at the elbow left side. Hands off for Endow off the left wing. Now to Doherty, low left. Posting up with Thomas. Chasing lane, spins left side, banks it, and hits it. Nice little move off the left side by Brett Doherty. Doherty with 3 points. Northwest Missouri State ties it up at 25. Morton to the top of the key. Looks off the left side for Grant Shell. Now low left, Thomas. As he drives the lane, gets called for the charge as Endow comes over and draws the play. And the foul coming up on Thomas, which is his second. We're tied up at 25. Northwest from our left to our right. Fitz, Welty, Wittes, Brett Doherty, and Endell on the floor for the Cats. And now Thomas, who just picked up his second foul, goes to the sideline. Juwan Emery comes in. Cats looking at full court pressure off the inbound as Endell takes the pass right in front of the scores table off the right side. We're going to the front court. Northwest from our left to our right in the second half. Welty out between the circles. Wittes, right side Endell, low right Doherty. Posting up with Emery with the dribble into lane. Spins right side. Little shot fake up within the lane with the left hand. Rattles it down. First two possessions, Northwest scoring to Brett Doherty inside and comes up with a couple buckets, 27-25. Northwest has regained the lead. To the top of the key, Emery. Looks right side, Morton. Now off the left with the dribble is Schell. Down the lane left on Welty. Now front left, Emery. Between the circles for Hall. Shot clock at 9 seconds. Hall left wing for Schell. The three on the way rolls in. Schell with his first basket of the game. That's his 34th three of the season. And it's a one-point Hornet lead, 28-27. Pitch through the lane. Trying to go left side for Welty. Misses him. It goes out of bounds. It belongs to Emporia State. Just to the right of Welty, who's kind of his momentum taking him to the left. And the pass goes out of bounds. Northwest down by one. Top of the key is Emery. One dribble gives it right side. Morton to the right baseline. Drives on and down. Misses the shot. And the rebound way to score Northwest. And out down underneath the Hornet bucket as Pitch will take it across midcourt left side. Chris looks to be in some pain. Now between the circles is Brett Doherty. Northwest 4-on-5 here. Now the official stop play as Endow up briefly. Now he's back in kind of a catcher's on mode that bent over.
I think he either took a shot below the belt. I think he took a shot below the belt on that last play is what it comes down to.
He looks to be a lot better now.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that hurt like the dickens, but given some time, he should be good.
He goes to the sideline as Ryan Hawkins checks in his place. 28-27, Emporia State with a one-point lead. High post left, Doherty. Doherty now goes low post to left baseline, brings it right side for Welty, tipped out of bounds. Limo had a fingertip on it, and it goes right to the Bearcat sideline, and Northwest will inbound as Ryan Welty will trigger it in. 7 seconds on the shot clock for Northwest as the inbound comes to Pitts. Goes to the right wing and a bump out front. And another foul on Emporia State. This one will go on Grant Schell. That'll be his first. And that's a foul that has to be frustrating for head coach Sean Vandenberg of Emporia State with the shot clock winding down. That foul way out on the perimeter. Inbound goes to Pitts right side. Goes low right, Doherty. Brett brings a quick pass left side. Gets it to Welty. The three is good from the left wing. Nothing but that.
Man, Doherty does such a good job of keeping his head up and looking for those passes.
Northwest up by 2:30-28. Ball with the dribble on the left. Goes between the circles. Emery. To the right wing. Schell. Dribbles with the left hand. And trying to get it to Limo. Couldn't reach out and grab him as it gets left. His fingertips out of bounds. Right in front of the scorer's table. Northwest will get it off the turnover. Both teams have done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball. That's the eighth turnover for Emporia State in this game. Northwest up by two. Pitch into the front court, dribbles left side to the top of the key. Right side for Hawkins. Low right for Brett Doherty near the baseline. Brings the pass down. Now wants to post up again. Takes it in lane. Spins back right side up the shot. That's good and a foul. Nice spin move off the blocks off the right side. Went up with his left hand. Banked it in and draws the foul.
Juan Emery just looking like, what do I do? How do I stop him? I can't stop him.
And Emery picks up his third foul. Darren Vandenberg into the ball game. Emery will go to the sideline.
We're going to try to get a little bulk on Doherty to see if they can slow him down.
Doherty's free throw rims around and out. This is the free throw, but Northwest up 32-28. Off of the right side, Hall. Low right for Vandenberg. A wide body. Spins on Doherty and hits the shot. Darren Vandenberg with 5 points. Hit the three out between the circles right before the buzzer at the end of the first half to give Emporia State the lead at halftime. Pitch to the free throw line. Hooks the pass high post left for Doherty. Fires his dribble. Bounce pass left for Pitts with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts through the lane. Out right side. Welty lost it to Wittes out front left. A long three by Joy off the front of the rim. And the rebound ripped down by Limo for the Hornets. On the break, Morton. Dribbles to the left wing. Left corner for Schell. Free throw line left is Paul. Back to Schell left wing. Bounce pass, low left for Vandenberg, knocked loose and is picked up by Hawkins for Northwest at the free throw line.
Good job by Doherty to get a hand on that basketball as they tried to get it into Vandenberg.
32-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts off the right side on the right wing. Lobs it to Doherty, low right side near the baseline. drives the baseline into left corner for Hawkins. Left side, Welty. Dribble top the key. Right side, Wittes. Wittes through the lane. Now front left, Hawkins. Left open, the three on the way. Rims around it now with the rebound. Pulled down by Shell for Emporia State. Into the front court he goes from our right to our left to the left wing. Out front left, Vandiver. Goes right side. Finds Hall. Hall hooks it back to Vandiver. Out front wants the right-handed three. Short this time. Goes out of bounds. And will belong to Northwest. Misses by about a foot. And Northwest will inbound.
Probably too close. If he steps back another 10 feet. Nothing but net.
Vandiver, 6'5". He's a senior. Again, the son of head coach Sean Vandiver. ...32-30, Northwest Missouri State with the two-point lead. Out front left, Hawkins. Now to Doherty between the circles. Brett looks and long bounce pass to Welty. Low post right side, back out to Endell. He's back out on the floor. Fast stoppage of play. Now to Pitts upside. 9-0 shot clock to the lane. He goes. This is low left side. Hawkins lays it up and in.
Not only a great pass by Pitts, but such a quick release and shot by Hawkins. There's nothing Emporia could have done.
Four-point Bearcat lead, 14-30 left in the game. Hall off the right wing, out between the circles, Morton. Lima back to Morton. Dribbles with the left hand on Hawkins out front. Now to Vandiver out front right. Back left side for Morton. Takes up, goes right through the lane. Drives on Hawkins, lays it up and in. Morton with a nice drive to the basket. Makes it a two-point game. Northwest in front, 34-32 in a low-scoring game in Emporia, Kansas. And now takes him in the front court. Chased by Morton. Dribbles to the right wing. It's a screen by Doherty. Now dribbles to the right side once again. Spires the dribble, goes to Doherty, baseline right. Takes it into the lane. Bounce pass on the baseline intended for Hawkins, cutting in underneath the bucket, stripped out of his hands and picked up by Morton for the Hornets. To Hall into the front court, dribbles down the lane left side. Long bounce pass out front left, Limel. One dribble, hands off to Hall, right in front of the Emporia State bench. Hall inside the arc, takes the jumper, misses off the back of the rim, and down, skies high, brings it down, kind of landed a little bit awkwardly off one of the ankles, appears to be okay as he gives it to Pitts, and Pitts will take it across midcourt. Two-point Bearcat lead, 34-32, with 13-18 left in the game. Pitts out near the jump ball circle with the dribble. Doherty comes out to set a pick. Dribble to the right side. Looks the pass to Doherty through the lane. Little one and one go. The rebound comes down to Emporia State and Stephon Limel. Into the front court right, Morton. Out of a double team, dribbles out of that. Finds Hall near the timeline as Emporia State sets up their offense. They've got 17 seconds on the shot clock. There's 12:53 left in the game. High post left, Vandiver. Dribbles at the free throw line, hands off to Morton. Right side goes to Hall with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles right side. Down to three. Out front, Vandiver launches a long one, misses it, but a long rebound, elbow off the right side, pulled down by Limel for Emporia State. And the Hornets set up the offense once again. Hall dribbles to the top of the key. Left side pass for Hodge. Trying to get someone to move. Not a lot of movement offensively away from the ball by the Hornets right now. They go to Vandiver, low post left. Spins on Doherty, up with a shot, won't go. There's a bump before going up with a shot. Quick Doherty get called for the foul. And that'll be his first. 12:15 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a two-point lead over Emporia State, 34-32. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Vandiver foul before the timeout, hits the first free throw, will have a second. 34-33, Northwest in front. Now we're tied at 34. Vandiver hits both free throws. Check of a score from the MIAA. Washburn tied with Northwest for the top spot in the conference standings, up by one at halftime over Missouri Western, 41-40. That game being played in Topeka. Here the Bearcats are tied with Emporia, 34-34 game. Brett Doherty finds Cunningham in the bucket inside. Witness lays it up and in. Witness bumped a bit as he went up with that shot. Got it to fall. Goes into double figures with 10 points. And Northwest up by two, 36-34. Out front, Brandon Hogg. Dribbles between the circles, looks left wing, Morton. Long bounce pass, low left for Hassan Thomas. Looks left side. Here at the dribble is Hall. Shot clock down to 6 seconds. Hall through the lane. Right side, Limel. Down to 3 seconds. Out front, left side, Hodge. Through the lane with 1 second. Goes up and hits the shot just before the buzzer sounds. Hodge with his first bucket of the game, ties it up at 36. Into the front court, pitch, dribbled right side. Now to Brett Doherty, top of the key. Holds it, now goes with one dribble. Out front, left pitch, near the left sideline. Pitch dribbles through a double team, through the lane. Looks right side, Hawkins, back to pitch right wing. Clock back down to 8 seconds. Pitch, dribble between the circles. Now with five, sets up, wants the top of the key, three. Rims around it now, Hawkins tries to keep the ball alive. Picks it up toward the rim, missed, and here comes Lauren Forrest State on the fast break. Left side, Hall, into the wing. Now to left baseline, Morton through the lane, tripped up as he tries to go with a jump stop inside, and the foul coming up on Northwest. This one will go on the Bearcats, Brian Hawkins. That'll be number three on Hawkins. Team second. Michawicki back into the ballgame for Emporia State as Hodge goes to the sideline.
Really thought that looked like that trip was more on Brett Doherty than it was on Hawkins. Would have been just the second on Doherty. But Hawkins, the one that ends up picking up the foul.
Hall will inbound baseline left. Lobs it out front left for Thomas. Hands off, gets it to Hall. Wants a 16-foot jumper, rims around and out. Rebound tapped out by Lyon. Ball goes right to the right side and Brandon Hall. Now to Morton. They set up the offense. Hall with the left wing. 10.5 minutes left in the game. Tied at 36. Thomas off the right side. Gives it to Luchowicki. Through the lane he goes. Lost the handle on the dribble. It's picked up at the free throw line by Welty. Gives an outlet to Pitts. He'll take it in the front court left or right. Bearcats in their green traveling uniforms with white numerals. Dribbles right side. Off the right wing. Lost it out front. Welty. Lyon will give it back to Pitts. Front of the scores table off the right side. Shot clock's down to 9 seconds. 10 minutes left in the game. Now to Wittes through the lane. Left corner. Welty sets up. Wants the ball on three. Hits the side of the backboard. The rebound pulled down by Emporia State and Brandon Hall into the front court. Off the left side. Morton back to Hall left side. Dribbles to the left wing to the left baseline. Out front left side goes to Hassan Thomas. The left wing pass. Morton. Now right side with it. Bounce pass low right. Heimel trying to post up with Endow. Off the dribble into a double team. Fade away four on the shot clock. Misses the rim on the shot. Trying to save it in. Bounces off to Welty out of bounds. But the shot clock will expire and the Bearcats will have it anyway. And with 9:25 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 36 and Emporia State 36. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Bearcats with it out of the timeout. Pass goes right side for Doherty out front and reach over foul coming up on Hassan Thomas. That'll be his third foul. And Bearcats will inbound right in front of their own bench. 9:16 left in this game. We're tied up at 36. Reminder that tonight's ball game underwritten by Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Pittsburgher's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Cats with the inbound off the right side. Pitts out front right for Doherty. Now left side Wittes to the left wing and down. Works the screen by Wittes. Out top for Doherty. Back in down left wing. Now to Wittes trying to post up. Dribbles in the lane. Spins down the lane left side. Bumped as he goes up with a shot. They're going to wave the shot off. Foul on the floor. Coming up on Emporia State. This will go on to Uchiwiki, who will pick up his second foul. Cats trying to take advantage of a height mismatch there with Wittes and Ulichewicki. Inbound left for Pitts. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts out front with the dribble. Looks to the top of the key. Doherty. Right side gets it to and down. To the lane he goes. To the bucket up. Double team. Ball knocked loose. He comes down with it on the baseline. And it belongs to Emporia State. Tied up at 36. Northwest and Emporia State. 8:43 left in the game. We're at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas.
We have seen that shot clock inside of 10 seconds more in this game than any typical ball game.
Hall out front left side. Shell. Now Vandiver between the circles. Right side, Ulichewicki. Out front left, Weimel. Now to the left wing, Hall. Bounce pass, low left, Weimel. Up with a shot. Short rebound comes to and down for Northwest. Wittes may have got a hand on that shot as well. Tied up at 36. Cats with a chance to take the lead as Pitts goes across midcourt left side. Screen by Doherty. Through the lane. Finds cutting the baseline and now he turns off the left side and slams it down with two hands with the slot. And now with 8 points, Northwest in front, 38-36. Coach Ben McCollum just to our right trying to get his team to play with a little more intensity here. Off the right side, Ulichewicki. Out between the circles. Looks right side, Vandiver on the wing. Now to Shell through the lane. Took it left side for Hall. Shot clock again, inside of 10 seconds, down to 6. Between the circles with the dribble right side, Hall. Through the lane he goes, tipped out of his hands, and a foul coming up with 1 second on the shot clock. Foul will be on Northwest, and Chris Ebruindel, that'll be his third foul. Fourth team foul on Northwest in this half. 7:37 left, Northwest holding on to the 2-point lead, 38-36. Free throw on the way. Rims out left by Hall. It's been a close game all the way through. The largest lead for the Bearcats has been 6. Second free throw rims out and missed by Hall as well. And the largest lead from Emporia State has been 2. It's a 2-point game now. Northwest in front, 38-36. Fits off the left side. Goes cross court right side with us. Bounce pass out front, Doherty. Now to Pitts, left side. Justin with the dribble to the top of the key. He's been held to just 4 points tonight. Dribbles to the left wing, out front, Wittes, between the circles. Dribbles right side on Limel, behind the back of the dribble, through the lane. Welting to the left corner. Now he'll drive in. Lane skips out of his hands, loose at the free throw line. It's a shot clock going down, and a shot clock violation. 3-point Bearcat lead, 38-36. With 7:06 left in this one. And we've got a timeout. Breaking the action, 7:06 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 38 and Emporia State 36. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
38-36, Northwest Missouri State in front of Emporia State with 7:06 left in the game. Bearcat basketball underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart. And Compass Dental, Dennis Bruce Quattle and Brian Viertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. Back order, I'm John Coffey. Mario Nillard is our studio engineer. Emporia State will inbound. They go from our right to our left in this second half. Ball into the front court, dribbles left side. Out between the circles, pulls up, high post right, pass goes for Vandiver. Dribbles at the free throw line, spires his dribble, brings it out front left side for Hall. Dribbles left. Now out front right for Vandiver. To the right wing, the pass goes to Uwichwicki. On the left wing, Lyman. To the left baseline with the drive. Out front left, Vandiver left open, takes the three, misses too hard, and pitches the rebound for Northwest. Cats up by two. Fitz walks it across midcourt. 6.5 minutes left in this one. And down. Throws it away. Wanted to find Fitz. It cut left. There's no one there. And the pass goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Emporia State.
Yeah. Fitz was cutting to the basket and was wide open with the when the pass was released. And would have had an easy reverse layup. But he had stopped and turned to set a back screen. And so the ball sailed right behind him.
Cass still in front. 38-36. With a dribble off the left side of Uwichwicki, out front Shell. Now left for Hall. Top the key right, Shell open with the three, gunner. And Shell with his second three of the game, both coming in the second half, and it's a 1-point Hornet lead, 39-38, with just over 6 minutes left in the game. Fitz walks in across midcourt right side. Off the right wing to the top of the key, through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Justin with just his 6th point of the game off that drive to the bucket, and that gives the Bearcats a 1-point lead, 40-39. 5:46 left in the game. Uwichwicki out front, dribbles to the left wing, out front left side, gets it to Shell. Join the circles, Hall. Off the left side, brings it left for Uwichwicki. Cross court right side, Shell. Thought about the three, instead gives it to Uwichwicki to the left wing, Hall. Shot clock at 5 seconds. Steps back, thought about the three, now drives the lane with 2 seconds, and banks it and hits it. Got it to go down, and that gives Emporia State a 1-point lead, 41-40. Hall with that layup, now underneath the bucket of drive, as Pitt's driving down. Foul coming up, this will go on Emporia State and Brandon Hall, and that'll be his 3rd foul after hitting his 1st bucket at the other end. Hawkins into the game, Wittes goes to the sideline, Northwest down by 1, 41-40, and down to inbound baseline right, gets inbound to Pitts into the right corner, Justin will dribble to the right wing. Now front four and out, 10 seconds on the shot clock as we're under 5 minutes left in the game. Pitch through the lane, finds baseline Hawkins, and he laid it up and in off the right side. Took the pass off the left and has a reverse layup. And Hawkins with 6 points, and Northwest up 42-41. 4:43 left. Hall will dribble to the left wing. And out between the circles. Bounce pass at the elbow left side, Vandiver. Lots of back right side Hall. Top of the key is Shell. Wants the three. Misses too hard. Long rebound at the free throw line. Pulled down by Lymel. And he'll bring it left side to Lichwicki. Sets up. He wants the three. Rims out left. Rebound tipped by Endow. Controlled by Welty for Northwest. Cats with a one-point lead. 42-41. 4:13 left in the game. Pitts walks it across midcourt as the Cats spread out the offense. It's a screen by Doherty. Pulls up. Free throw line right with the jumper. Misses too hard. The rebound to Lane Hall for the Hornets. Cross midcourt, right side to the bucket, drives on Pitts, lays it up, and hits it. 4 points for Hall, and it's a one-point Hornet lead. 43-42 is the team's trade lead. Pitts across midcourt. Goes right side on Hall to the right wing. Fires a good one. He's coming to come over help out. Finds Shorty in front of the Bearcat bench. Let's go one-on-one with Vandenberg. And the lane he goes. Finds left corner Hawkins with a three attempt. Rims out. Rebound. Hall, 4-4 his stake. Hornets limiting the Bearcats with one shot. He's put down the four on offense and a timeout. We got 3:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down by one, 43-42 to Emporia State. We'll be back and have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
3:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 42 and Missouri State 43. The Hornets up on the Bearcats by one. Back order, I'm John Coffey, and Matt Northwest needs a couple of 50 stops here to take advantage of it on the offensive side.
Yeah, we've talked about how both teams have kind of struggled a bit shooting. Northwest 5 of 20 from three-point range tonight, something that you don't usually see out of Northwest. They're usually shooting at a little higher percentage there, but 13 lead changes in this ball game. We've seen the bulk of those over the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Bearcats inbound, baseline left. They get it to Wittes. Wittes off the left side, dribbles into the lane, up with a shot, and good. Wittes with 12 points, and it's a one-point Bearcat lead, 44-43 with 3:20 left. Into the front court, left side, Hall pulls up between the circles. High post pass is stolen away by Pitts. He tried to lob it to Vandenberg, but Pitts was able to pick up that pass that came up just short. And Pitts across midcourt right side. See if the Cats can capitalize on the turnover. Dribbles right side. Doherty steps out to set up a pick. To the lane, Pitts. Left side for Endell. Off the left wing. Back to Pitts, left sideline. Drives to the left baseline. Underneath the basket. Finds in the right corner. Hawkins back right side. Wittes with the long three. Got Joey Wittes with the three-pointer. And Northwest up 47-43. 2:46 left in the game. Into the front court left side. Morton as he takes it into the front court. A timeout, Emporia State. 2:42 left. The Bearcats up 47-43 over Emporia. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcats in front of Emporia State 47-43 with 2:42 left in the game here in Emporia, Kansas. Northwest tied atop them, IAA stands with Washburn, and over in Topeka, the Ichabods leading Missouri Western 49-45. That's a 14-08 left in the game there. And Northwest will face Washburn Saturday afternoon. A game in Topeka. 47-43, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Emporia State. 2:42 left in the game, and Morton will inbound for Emporia State. Finds Van Der Roer back in Morton left side. Top of the key is Shell. Looks right side, Limo back to Shell, dribbles to the right wing. Shot clock at 15 seconds. Down the lane he goes, drives, banks it, misses it, rebound in the lane, controlled by Doherty for Northwest. 47-43, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, trying to put up a little bit of a run here and get a little more cushion as Pitts dribbles into the front court right side. Fire for the Bearcat bench, gets a screen by Doherty. Free throw line. That's a pass to Doherty on the pick and roll right side. Doherty into the lane. Left-handed hook shot and rims around out. The tip in attempt won't go. And out. Comes down with a rebound and the Cats will set up the offense. And as they do, a whistle.
Looks like Vandenberg may have been poked in the eye or hit across the bridge of the nose. So they're going to have to get him out of the lineup because they stopped play for him. I think it was, it's hard to tell.
Yeah,
he's kind of reaching for his face and
well, looks the way he's squinting, like it might be
right across the bridge of the nose, I think.
Yeah. And that gets into the ballgame. Juwan Emery. Emery hasn't played much since picking up his third foul earlier in this half. 47-43, Northwest in front of Emporia State. 2:05 left in the game. Inbound goes to Pitts. Well, with 23 seconds left on the shot clock. Just under 2 minutes left in the game. Pitts dribbles left side. Off the left wing. Looking Doherty on the screen, looks to pass left side for Wittes. Wittes through the lane, drives, shot rejected by Limo, picked up by Doherty, right side in down with 7 seconds on the shot clock. In down, dribbles free throw line, through the lane, puts up the shot, good, and a foul. They'll count the bucket. They got it with 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Great body control by Endow. He recognized that Juwan Emery was going to try to set up and take a charge, and he was able to get just to his left enough to get an open look at the bucket and get the block call.
And Emery picks up his fourth foul. Endow at the free throw line. Free throw misses too hard, and the rebound goes to Emporia State. 49-43, Northwest in front. Out front, a long three put up by Brandon Hall, and it's good. All the 7 points, it's his 26th three of the season, and it's a 49-46 Bearcat lead. Emporia State with full court pressures, and Dow takes it into the front court right side in front of the scorer's table. Now to Pitts out near the timeline, dribbles right side. 1:16 left of the game, Northwest up by three. Pitts at the top of the key. Dribbles right side, right wing to the right baseline, and bumped as he goes driving, and fell on Emery. That'll be number five on Juwan Emery, just came into the ballgame. Eighth team foul on the Hornets. And Garen Vandenberg with just a very brief stop on the bench after going out with a slight injury. He's back into the ballgame as Pitts goes to the free throw line. Pitts 0-1 at the line this evening. Steps up shooting a 1-1 here with 1:10 left in the game. First one on the way, good. Northwest in front 50-46. Justin now with 7 points tonight. His second free throw is good as well. That's a 51-46 Bearcat lead. 1:08 left. Into the front court goes Hall. Dribbles left side on and down. Right in front of the Emporia State bench. Out front with the pass. It is Morton. Morton left side for Lamel. Now to Hall with 56 seconds left in the game. There's 16 on the shot clock. Top of the key, down the lane right goes Hall. Goes up, misses the shot, then put back by Lima. Won't go. Fight for the rebound, gets it back, banks it off the glass and goes. And it's a 51-48 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And down with the inbound to Pitts. Dribbles down the right sideline. Now into the front court and will dribble left side. Now front guarded by Morton. As the Cats spread things out, it'll be Pitts going one-on-one with Morton out front. Northwest with four players along the baseline at the moment. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 29 seconds left in the game. Northwest in front, 51-48. Now Doherty steps out, sets up a screen for Pitts. To the free throw line, dribbles back left side. To the bucket, lays it up and in. And Northwest in front, 53-48 with 18 seconds left in the game. Morton Now out front, Vandenberg. Looks low left for Limo. Turns and hits the side as he got past Hawkins and lays it up and in. And a timeout with 11.3 seconds left. It's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State 53. Missouri State 50. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
11.3 seconds left in the game. Northwest holding on to a 53-50 lead over Emporia State with Matt Gorder on Sean Coffey. Going right down to the wire.
Cats need to make sure and get this inbound in. They're going to be fouled immediately, whoever they get it to. But you just got to make sure you don't turn the ball over on the inbound pass.
Witteswell inbound on the floor. Pitts, Hawkins, and Dow, and Welty. Wittes looks to inbound. Running the baseline, gets the inbound to Endow, left side. He's double-teamed and fouled. 9 seconds left in the game. And Endow go down to the other end.
I think Emporia hesitating there just a bit, maybe taking a little more time to commit that foul than Coach Vandenberg would have liked.
Foul on Limel, and that's his second. And this will get in down to the free throw line with 9 seconds left. Northwest up by 3, 53-50. Officials, a little bit of confusion as they get ready to shoot the free throw. And Coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout for 9 seconds left. Keep it right here, 53-50. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Emporia State. And 9 seconds left. The big free throw is coming up for Chris Eberlandau.
Yeah, the Bearcats as a team, 7 of 12 from the free throw line. And now 0-1, and this first free throw really important because you make it a two-possession game if you knock down that free throw. Obviously, you'd like to have both, but with this being a one-on-one opportunity, you got to knock down that first one. You make it a two-possession game with under 10 seconds to go. Not a guaranteed win, but it really gets you a lot closer. So this first free throw, really important for Endow.
Endow came into the game a 69% shooter at the free throw line. He's 0-1 this evening. Toes the line here again. A 1-1 opportunity coming up for Chris Eberlandau. Trying to expand the Bearcat lead. First free throw on the way. Good. Makes it a 54-50 lead for the Bearcats. 9 seconds left. And down. Sights, shoots, and hits. 55-50. Northwest in front. Now before the inbound.
A half a second came off the clock. So they're going to put a half a second back up on the clock to make it 9 seconds even.
So 9 seconds left. For his state to inbound. Cats will supply some pressure off the inbound. 5-point Bearcat lead, 55-50 as Vandenberg triggers the inbound to Morton. Dribbles down the right sideline into the front court with 6 seconds left. Launches the long three. Just barely grazes the rim. Goes out of bounds. And Northwest will have it. 1.5 seconds left in the 5-point lead. Game that went right down to the wire. And inbound comes left side for Endow. He'll just cradle the ball. Buzzer sounds, and that's it. So the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team of state with a 55-50 win over Emporia State this evening in Emporia, Kansas. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, 55-50, the final score. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team escapes Emporia with victory here tonight. It's a hard-fought game. This Emporia State team, a team that's now just 8-15 on the year and 3-11 in MIAA play, but this is another one of those games where they play a team right down to the wire.
You know, they fought. You know, when you hear coaches talk about energy and, you know, a drive and a desire to win, you could see that from Emporia State tonight. And, you know, when you've got such a low-scoring ball game, it's hard to keep that throughout an entire ball game. When you see the shot clock going down inside of 10 seconds as often as we did on both ends of the floor, it's hard to keep that drive in that fight. But Emporia State did it, and you can see why they've played a lot of single-digit games despite coming up with losses.
They're going to be a dangerous team for a lot of teams down the end of the regular season here.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but, you know, if they can get into the MIAA tournament, they're going to be a scary team as well. So, yeah, this is a team that definitely plays better than what their record shows.
Bearcats with the win, 55-50 over Emporia State. Back with more after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Back at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Cats hold on for a 55-50 victory over Emporia State in a game that was tied five times and 14 lead changes in this one. Northwest had just a tiny little run there at the end of the game, got a little bit of space between the Bearcats and Emporia State, and that was enough for the victory.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought game. It was little margin for error, especially late in the ball game. I think you got a big three from Joey Wittes late in the game that really helped Northwest out. They at the time when they needed just a little bit of a run, and just so many little things in this game that the teams had to play for. Usually you think of basketball being a game of offense, and you got to score points to win games, but there was so much more than that tonight in this game.
We've been watching close the score over in Topeka tonight. Washburn and Missouri Western, the Bearcats coming into tonight's action, tied with Washburn for the top spot in the MIAA, and it's now tied up. Missouri Western and Washburn tied up at 58, a long way to go in that with 7:14 left. in the second half there. And Matt, besides conference standings, which are very important, we kind of start turning our attention a little bit to the regional play and rankings, which will be coming out next week. But some of the teams playing in the region right now have some important matchups.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's really a big one tomorrow night in Arkansas. Southern Nazarene right now is a team that's 18-1 out of the GAC, and they match up with Arkansas Tech tomorrow night. And they beat Arkansas Tech by 3 at home, but now go on the road to Arkansas Tech. So that's going to be a big game tomorrow night when you take a look at the regional picture, and a game I know a lot of Bearcat fans are going to kind of keep an eye on tomorrow night, because when you look at the rest of Southern Nazarene's schedule outside of their conference tournament, the regular season schedule, not a huge challenge. So I think the best chance for them to end up with their second loss would be probably tomorrow night.
55-50, the final here. Northwest with the win over Emporia State. We'll back to begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at White Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Emporia State, 55-50. We owe you a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, the Bearcats with the win, 55-50, but Matt Gorder, as you were talking about a little earlier, it's the little things that you have to do on the floor to come up with wins in games like that. The Cats were able to accomplish that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, so much hard work, and we talk about the offensive rebounding that they were nervous about with Emporia State. Emporia with just 8 second-chance points, you know, and against a team that gets old boards as well as they do, that's a pretty good number.
And Emporia State, again, 8 offensive rebounds, 22 defensive boards for 30 overall as they out-rebounded Northwest 30-24. But again, as you mentioned, limiting the offensive rebounds, very key tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the most important things going into it, and the Cats took care of it.
13 turnovers for Emporia, just 8 for the Bearcats in this game. And when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Again, Northwest with a win, 55-50. Back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also, from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State with a 55-50 win over Emporia State. Time now to talk to the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Reminder, our postgame interview underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Ben, a hard-fought victory for you this evening.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to pull out a win when you don't play your best. I think that Emporia had a lot to do with that. I thought they played excellent. They controlled the pace of the game. You know, usually they play a lot faster than they did tonight. I thought they played physical. They were tough. They guarded. I thought Emporia had a lot to do with our inability to score the basketball. But we scored enough, and we didn't let our offense affect getting stops and getting defensive rebounds, and I was proud of that because you need to be able to win games where you're not at your best. And in the postseason at some point, you know, there'll probably be an off game, and you have to be able to win those games because otherwise you're going home.
Now, going into this game, you're concerned about Emporia State's ability on the offensive boards. You limited them to just 8 offensive rebounds tonight, and they only scored 8 second chance points against you this evening.
Yeah, I thought we did okay. I thought we gave up some very timely ones at the end of the first half. I thought they made a little run at us where they got a big O board, and then they got some big ones late on us. We just got to continue to get better and continue to play hard. And for some reason, this first game on these road trips we're having a little trouble with, and we need to address it and figure out why that is. But, again, a tough place to play, and I thought Emporia played great. We're fortunate enough to win.
Torrey Wittes ends up with 15 points, and he stepped up and hit a couple big baskets for you there in the second half.
Yeah, he did. He had a lot of open looks, and Welty had some looks. Hawkins had some looks, and, you know, just shots didn't fall today. But, yeah, Joey hit some timely ones, hit that timely drive, a little floater, I think, or post-up, one of the two, and got to the free throw line once late. And, you know, I thought, for the most part, we were okay. Again, we got a ways to go, though.
Well, it sets up a big matchup Saturday afternoon in Topeka with Washburn.
Yeah, it should. It'll be a fun game there. We'll hopefully get after it, hopefully improve from this, and hopefully play better than we did tonight.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach, of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, 55-50, the final score. Northwest with the win over Emporia State. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Pizza Hut in Maryville, In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Post Game Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Emporia State 55-50. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, looking at a guy who stepped up, hit some big shots down the stretch, and Joey Wittes.
Yeah, you know, Joey ended up as the leading scorer tonight with 15 points, led all scorers, had three rebounds, three three-pointers on a night where the Cats only hit six. But I think where he really earned the award is he hit a layup with 3:27 to go that put Northwest up by one, and that gave Northwest the lead that they wouldn't get back, partly because after a Justin Pitt steal, they came down and Wittes hit a three. So those 5 points right there for Joey Wittes, very important because you're now under 3 minutes to play, and Northwest at that point had a four-point lead, and really some important buckets there by Joey Wittes late in the game.
Also in double figures for the Bearcats, Chrissy Buendow with 12 points. He hit a couple big free throws down the stretch as well, had four rebounds. 10 points for Justin Pitts tonight. A little off night offensively for Justin, but he did have six assists to go along with three steals, so he found another way to contribute there.
Yeah, and he had to. They were playing very, very physical against Justin Pitts tonight. A lot of bumping. He got some of those calls tonight, but they played him very physical, trying to limit his ability to drive. But like you said, he took advantage of that by just getting the ball to guys with open looks. Probably would have had more assists than that if some of the open looks would have fallen for the guys that took shots. But it's still a good night for Justin, despite not having a big night scoring.
Emporia State led by Stephon Limo, who had 10 points, the only player in double figures for Emporia State. And Limo also pulled down 12 rebounds in the game. He had a couple big boards down the stretch.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that was important for Emporia is that they had some everybody was contributing. You know, that's why you have your leading scorer with 10 points. That's because everybody that was in the ball game was a part of it for Emporia.
Well, I was looking at the matchup in Topeka tonight, Washburn and Missouri Western. That one going right down to the wire there, 2:32 left in the game. Washburn holding on to 71-68 lead over Missouri Western.
Yeah, and that game tighter than you would have thought, but Western is a team similar to Emporia where they've played a lot of close games despite having a record that's not as good as they want.
Also on the MIAA tonight on the men's side, a final score, Missouri Southern with a win over Southwest Baptist, 88-72. No update on the matchup in Warrensburg between Central Missouri and Pittsburgh State, but some close games around the MIAA tonight.
Yeah, not a big surprise. That happens in this conference quite often.
And a check of the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. 55-50, the final, Northwest over Emporia State. Back to wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time homebuyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrove seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orchland Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orchland supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrchlandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, more at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Emporia, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State defeats Emporia State 55-50 in the men's game this evening. Earlier, the Northwest women came up on the short side of a 76-62 score to Emporia State, but that quarter, that was a really well-played game for the Northwest women, and just a tough start for them. That was a little bit too tough to overcome.
Yeah, there were a couple of points in that game where it potentially could have been taken over by Emporia and could have ended up a 30-40-point game, but Northwest State overcame both of those, including that start. They fought hard. That third quarter, they cut it to eight, probably three or four times, but just couldn't get inside that number. But it was good to see them fight and make it a respectable game win. There was the potential for it to really be a blowout.
Well, both teams back on the road on Saturday afternoon, 1 and 3, the start times for the games in Topeka against Washburn. And both teams have some interesting matchups coming up Saturday.
Yeah, they absolutely do, you know, and I think after this game tonight, especially for the men, it's good to have a couple of days instead of the one day that we've become used to over the last several weeks playing on Thursday nights, because this was a physical ball game and one that Northwest need a little bit of time to recover, plus the extra time to be able to prepare for a really good Washburn team as well.
Washburn men's team right now up by 3 on Missouri Western, 73-70, with 31 seconds left in the game there in Topeka. So that one going right down to the final buzzer, and exciting one going on in Topeka.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're doing the similar thing. Washburn's doing a similar thing that Northwest did tonight, playing a very hard-fought game down to the wire. So both in similar situations as they go into that game on Saturday.
Well, earlier today, the Northwest football team announced the signing of 38 players at that time to National Letters of Intent. And according to our program with Rich Wright earlier today. He's pretty excited about those that are coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a pretty big number in terms of the number of recruits, but they're all quality recruits, and that's the thing. You know, sometimes you'll see a huge recruiting class where there's a lot of numbers, but a lot of those you're like, yeah, you know, those guys have no shot. But a lot of these guys coming into the program are, you know, we're all multi-sport athletes, very athletic. And I think one thing is just the way he talked about so many of them going, you know, honestly, he could probably play two or three different positions, you know, and there were a lot of guys that he mentioned that about today. And I think that just shows you the athleticism that's a part of this class.
And, again, that was earlier today. Spring football right around the corner as well, but a lot of basketball left to be played, some big games coming up.
Yeah, you know, you look at the finish of the regular season now down to five games, but they're very important games and a lot on the line when you talk about trying to be in good position for postseason play.
Ichabod's expanding their lead to five now over Missouri Western, 75-70. That's with 19 seconds left to go in Topeka. Again, here tonight, the Northwest men with a 55-50 win over Emporia State as their record improves now to 20-2. They're 12-2 in MIAA play. Then Emporia State men fall to 8-15 and 3-11 in conference play. And the women again lose tonight, but a hard-fought game with Emporia State losing 76-62. Reminder, this segment of our postgame underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Don't forget, we've got Northwest and Washburn on Saturday afternoon from Topeka, Kansas. The women tip off at 1 and the men at 3. Our broadcast begins at 12:40 with our pregame for the women, again from Lee Arena in Topeka. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here in Emporia, Kansas, and also Ryan Hill at Engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Emporia.